Studio 360.
You want to keep abreast of the best new comedy people? Okay, Kate Berlant and John Ehrlich. They are very funny comedians, also collaborators, also best friends. There's a short video of theirs that I love that demonstrates their chemistry. It's called Paris, and the premise is simple. John and Kate play a pair of pretentious millennials reminiscing about their recent trips to France.
People are scared.
People here are scared. It's a fear-based culture. In Paris, it's a luxury-based culture.
It's a fear-based culture in America, and it's based in fear.
Absolutely.
I feel like I was born in Paris.
Oh my God, me too.
So I asked the two of them to come to the studio to find out if they really were pretentious millennials and if they really were good friends.
The very first day that we ever hung out, the day that we met, we were like kind of holding hands, promising to have a pilot within the year.
Really?
Literally, well,
no,
I'm not kidding.
The first day we spent, we hung out all day. We were screaming with laughter.
We both signed to a commercial agency like within a year of being friends, and we wrote each other in as beneficiaries.
Really?
And I, of course, never booked a commercial. But we did immediately have this urgency and chemistry immediately after meeting. John essentially lived with me at my apartment for 2 years.
Yeah, I would go home once I ran out of underwear.
Yeah.
Like,
this
or
is like
I would
a show.
Exactly.
You almost could buy it and turn it into a show.
Yes, exactly. You, John, have said that meeting her was like seeing your first John Waters movie. And I was wondering, does that mean because she's so dirty and weird and cheap?
I love
or
you.
What?
No, that's hilarious. There's no kind of aesthetic crossover with John Waters there, but it was the feeling of being recognized. Like when I first saw John Waters' movie, I sobbed. You know, I felt just seen and included. John Waters made me so excited to make things.
Yep.
So that's what I meant by that.
So is there a sketch idea that you thought like, nah, I don't really agree with him or I don't really agree with her how it should be done? How do you actually, in an instance, work that out?
There have been moments where we've come up against each other, but like we're always
like,
able.
And physically in each other's face.
Physically,
we come
we're
up
very
against
violent.
Each other.
Yeah. Sometimes I can be very like controlling in the stuff that I make. And I feel like Kate has like helped me like loosen up my process a little bit.
So it's not like, oh, I think this is funny. I don't.
No.
I can't even imagine.
No.
Honestly. Truly.
So he's bossy. What are you?
I'm in a bath permanently. I think hopefully some of your Aryan march toward success.
You could play a Nazi, by the way. The listeners can't see.
I know.
But I would cast you as a Nazi.
And
well,
I'm, of course, a Jew. So we can kind of play that. I think that's why it works.
I do love a period drama for us about connecting despite our backgrounds.
Do you have like comedy heroes?
I think when I saw Waiting for Guffman, the Christopher Guest movie, that for me was like a lightning bolt like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
It was like seeing something that I was convinced was made for me.
And your gift of like monologuing and people being given a platform to speak about themselves, like that is her specialty comedically.
Right. People who really shouldn't be given a platform, but it's
exactly.
Funny when they are.
Totally,
exactly.
Totally.
They're like relishing the platform. They can't get off of it.
Yeah.
And other than John Waters, John.
Yeah.
Who do you love in of past heroes?
Yeah.
It's
all women. It's like Lisa Kudrow, Laura Dern, Amy Sedaris, Jennifer Saunders, Sandra Bernhardt.
Mm. Because why?
Well, I never thought men were funny. And I also think masculinity was something that I didn't fit into as a young person, and clearly now I'm very butch and very masc.
and a Nazi,
a burgeoning Nazi. But yeah, I was. Women were always my protectors as a kid. You know, like my female friends were the ones who kept me safe.
Right. And it's interesting that you were such a couple in a professional sense, which is kind of rare today.
Totally. Yeah. Hi. We do like to think of ourselves like hearkening back to something a little more like timeless, you know.
Yes.
Burns and Allen,
Nichols and May, French and Saunders.
Simon and Schuster.
Yes. So you do sketch comedy. Do you prefer to have it figured out and written?
Everything that we do together specifically is very improvised. We are now working on some new projects where we're really forcing ourselves to write.
Yes. The rumors are true. Writing is hard. It is not easy.
Yeah.
in this Vimeo series that we just did, 555, a lot of the moments...
Available now.
Which we'll be talking about.
Thank you, I would assume, of course, Kurt. But a lot of that is improvised. And so even... I find that there is so much freedom and restriction, right? And so in that kind of immediacy of needing to improvise, that's where the gold comes.
Yes, absolutely.
There was a lovely little strange show that Netflix did last year called The Characters.
Yes.
In which you each independently had a show, a half hour. And it was this... Eight comedians each got a half hour to fill, right?
Yeah.
And do literally whatever you wanted.
Yeah, it was a deeply unmarketable concept, but we're so grateful for it.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a sketch comedian's dream. It also sounds terrifying. Like, really? I can do anything? Yikes.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I was this close to turning it down. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to go on a road trip.
Yeah.
Because it is deeply scary, but we're so lucky to have done it.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And one of your characters in that show, who just kind of freaks me out and I find riveting in that show called Jason.
Yes.
I have children, not much younger than you, and made me daughters, and it made me worry about my daughters. He's this twitchy, dim-witted bro, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Here is Jason.
Do you like to travel?
No.
I get that. Are you okay?
Yeah.
What's your favorite food?
Lasagna.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest?
Uh-huh.
Pizza.
Pizza's great.
Yeah.
How did you get this scar on your forehead?
I was injured in a trust fall.
That is Mary Wiseman playing your character's date. So talk about what this guy looks like and how you developed him physically.
Well, you know, he's definitely like, I had counselors at like Christian camps when I was a kid.
Really?
Who would as we were falling asleep, like I'm like 10 years old and they're like 18 and they're like telling us about the first time they ever had made love to a woman, you know? And I was like, this is deeply inappropriate.
Yeah.
And I like had them fired.
And
I literally had a counselor fired.
But
he's like kind of an Aaron Carter-y, like methed out, like center part, like puka shell necklace.
Yeah.
Type of guy.
And very, it seems to me, specifically straight.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. I used to really take pleasure in like imitating straight guys to straight guys in high school. They like loved it. They like love being made fun of in that way.
It's funny that you say that because what it reminded me of is Richard Pryor 35 years ago making fun of doing a white guy.
Wow, totally. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. No, there's a weird power in it.
In your episode, in the characters, Kate, you play this famous conceptual artist. Let's listen to a little bit of her being interviewed by an art critic. You are the artist Denise St. Roy.
Denise.
Would you say that your process is a natural one?
Yes.
Talk about that. How does that...
Just did. I don't discuss my process. I never have and I never will. I think that art... Right. The T actually is hard. People over the years, art.
It's art.
Yeah. The force of that, even just audibly,
prevents us from finding out about your process.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's almost like the T comes down, becomes an X. Don't talk about it.
By the way, that interviewer is played by Damian Young.
Oh, the great Damian Young.
I know. So lucky that I got him.
And then I liked that. And then I found out that you're the daughter of a big time visual artist.
Oh, I love that.
Tony Berlant.
Hi, Dad.
Therefore, I presume that you perhaps encountered people like that growing up.
Well, it's funny because, yeah, my I grew up like around artists. But I remember going to art openings with my dad when I was really young. And I noticed that all the artists were in sort of regular clothes. And then people would come to the art openings with like a hat that's like a grain silo on their head. And those were never the artists. And I remember my dad, when I was young, at some point pointing that out. And my dad was always so embarrassed. Like, it's so embarrassing to be like, I'm an artist. I just create. And that is what I do.
Yeah.
But I think that even though I wasn't around people so directly who were as absurdly pretentious as this character.
Yes.
I do think, and in myself, I can slip into that kind of self-importance.
Which one of the reasons I have come to love you in the last month as I've learned of your work is that academic jargon that you use part of comedy. And I may, there may be a small audience, but man, I am a member of that audience
that loves that
more than anything. So let's say here we are on public radio and you're one of those insufferable academics who use language like that. As we go on to the next subject, which is your show, telling us what 555 is.
I love it.
Oh, what is 555? I mean, immediately when you start talking about it, The frame is more about what it excludes, not what the frame contains, right? So as I begin to describe it, what I leave out almost becomes amplified. That almost becomes the real descriptor.
And the liminal area between what you left out.
Those
and what
liminal channels. Yeah, I don't want to enter into creating a mosaic of terminology in which we become brutalized and in which ideas cannot exist.
For me, it's just soda, popcorn, and we're watching a movie.
So, John, do tell us what 555 is actually
about. It's a bunch of shorts. We put in a bag, shook it up. Yep. It's five short films that we made with Andrew
Young. Oh, that's
DeYoung.
The 555 idea. Get it.
Of course, what happened, I mean, that did come from just trying to describe five shorts, but then we realized there's a beautiful thematic connection between 555, the fake number used in movies and television.
Right, the unreal showbiz phone exchange.
We in no way set out to make a satire of Hollywood.
But it is.
But it is, whether we like it or not. Oopsie daisy.
And you play in each one two different characters.
Yeah.
And with sort of different plots going on.
Yeah.
They're all sort of focused on these different relationships between two people, each short, that are played by John and myself in these radically different roles.
Here's a clip from one of them, and you guys are in an acting class.
Oh, I can't wait.
Who do you think helped you build those walls of feeling like a failure?
Nothing's coming up. I
don't think.
No, it's my dad.
Right. Okay, right in there. Right there. He's right there. Trust me.
Well, he's not.
Yeah, he is. He is.
Even though you don't see him, just pretend that you see him.
Shut the f*** up. I'm not kidding you.
The teacher, who's magnificent in that sketch, is played by Christian Johnson.
Yes.
So did this come out of bad, stupid acting classes you've taken?
But I will just say, because when I was becoming friends with John talking about theater school was the funniest thing in the world to me, and I could not get enough of it.
Uh-huh.
I was rejected from acting from the Tisch department. So, hi, Tisch. How are you doing?
You're going to like me now.
But which I think was actually for me probably better because I would have become a monster. I have a constant comedy tragedy mask on my face, much to my – it's like I cannot hold back.
Yeah.
I'm like pained expressions in line at Duane Reade. Like I can't help it.
Kate Berlant and John Early, I would just love it if you come in here all the time and we'll just do this every day.
Oh,
please,
my God.
Please, I'll come run. I'll move back to New York.
What a pleasure. Thank you.
So
oh,
fun,
it's our
Kurt.
Pleasure. Thank you so much, Kurt.
You can see John Early and Kate Berlant on The Characters on Netflix, but that's now old. That's a year old.
Oh, so old.
Or together on their new series, 555, on Vimeo.
Yes.
Vimeo.com/555.
You guessed it, five.
Thanks, kids.
Thanks,
Kurt.
Say you're watching a movie, and one character says to another character, say, hey, what's your number, man? What's the other character always say? 555. 5555.
The number's 555.
555.
555.
Call in at 555. Give me a ring. I'm at 555.